producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Thanksgiving like a live radio program.
That's right.
And there are only three of us, because I was going to say Art. That's blasphemy. George would be upset with me because I said Art. George Norrie is doing live, and he did that. We had a conversation, he and I had a long conversation about this once a couple of years ago, why we both decided we ought to be on the air, and we're the only ones who are. George Norrie's on holidays, not every one, but most of them, and I'm on, but he's on in the evening so he can still sort of start the day the right way. But this program is the only program that's on live probably anywhere in the Western Hemisphere, at least wherever Thanksgiving.
Scan your dial. Come right back.
Yeah, right, exactly. Let us know what else is out there. 888-302-3684. Doug Steffen, Rich McFadden, happy Thanksgiving from all of us, the global studios for Radio America, where Richie is, in the not exactly global reach. Well, I have a global reach, but I have a global studio. But the thing about being on the air on Thanksgiving, or now that the clock has been turned back, is that I have a real handicap. I can't look out the window on the pasture. So I'm figuring everything is A-OK. The thing that most of us have seen...
You mean because it's so dark 30s?
So. Yes, right. The thing that most of us have seen that are thankful for is that amazing moon.
That's
if you have not seen this moon that we have, we've had three or four really, really powerful... The last three or four, as a matter of fact, last three or four full moons have all been at a time when most of the country could see them, and at a time when the moon is closer to the earth, and at a time when there seems to be clarity,
the sky is so clear
and so bright. It is just a wonderful thing, a phenomenon of nature. I guess yesterday I was having physical therapy on my shoulder, and the physical therapist and I were talking about, I said, happy Thanksgiving, should I spend it with her family, that's swell, you know, the usual stuff that you talk about Thanksgiving. I find myself more charged up sometimes. I don't get excited about Thanksgiving or Christmas or any of the holidays, actually. But I like the way the tone is set now for Christmas. Christmas is a wonderful holiday because there is so much goodwill. And New Year's, every year we get a chance to sort of wipe the slate clean, start over again fresh. I'm pinching myself because we're there already. It just seems like we had the 4th of July a week ago. And so Richie says every time I say that, his eyes roll into the back of his head.
Well, hey, listen, the closer you get to the finish line.
I've heard that 100 times. So anyway, Thanksgiving wishes. We invite your Thanksgiving wishes. 888-302-3684. Doug at DougSteffen.com or Rich at DougSteffen.com. Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter at Good Day. But the nicest thing would be to actually hear your voice. A lot of new stations, a lot of stations that carry us on the event of a holiday. I like WRSC, for example, State College, Pennsylvania. That's
love
a great market. Yeah, it's a really good market. So anyway, hello to those of you who are there and wherever else you may be. New folks listening in Champaign, Urbana, Illinois this week. The list broadens and continues, and that's kind of cool. The reach is good. 888-302-3684 would put you in touch with us, and you can say happy Thanksgiving. You can just say hi. Maybe you want to call somebody, and we can put the call together. We'll be operative. Let's put it that way. Our poll this week, as usual, has the polls about turkeys and Thanksgiving. Did you get a frozen turkey for Thanksgiving, or are you waiting to get a fresh one? Well, in our case, we didn't get either, although Meredith did buy stuffing.
What are you going to put it in?
On the fish.
On the fish?
Of course.
You're going to stuff the fish.
Stuff that fish. Right.
Okay.
Anyway, and it will not be frozen frankenfish either. Well, we have a bunch of different things, veggies and that sort of stuff. Did you get a frozen turkey? Let's see how this shake out. 44% said eating somewhere else, so we don't need to worry about it. 24% of you said already have a frozen one. 11% of you said picking up a frozen one today. 10% said waiting to get a fresh one. And 9% said not sure which I'm going to get. All right, and so the...
You better figure something out.
This was yesterday's poll, so I guess that is washed away. And today, the usual sort of thing about whether you are preparing different sorts of side dishes or you're into the regular ones. Your favorite one may be stuffing, sweet potatoes, green bean casserole, cranberry sauce. We had a big discussion this week about green bean casserole. You found out that it was very prevalent, and there were some states
Absolutely.
That used it more than others, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, they're talking about the states that eat the most green bean casserole.
Mm-hmm.
I think Hawaii was the least with like 10 or 11% of the people there.
Right.
And then was it Louisiana? No. Yeah, Louisiana was the most.
Louisiana came in at either the top or bottom of a couple of different lists. And I can't help but think or imagine how, because Roberta Fasanelli of our staff is now living part-time in New Orleans, how much more focus there is on what's going on in New Orleans. Just so you know, the rest of the world is A-okay. I guess the good news of the day for Thanksgiving is that Russia, they don't celebrate Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is an American holiday. I mean, this is so unique. There are other, most countries celebrate their Independence Day. Most countries have a way to honor soldiers and people that have worked in behalf of the country during a time of war. Most countries certainly celebrate New Year's. And then there's Thanksgiving, which is a uniquely American holiday in the fact that the way we celebrate it, and I mean, there are other Thanksgiving. Canada has a Thanksgiving Day, but it's a different time of the year. It's just kind of it's a solemn, sacred kind of a day, thinking about what you have to be thankful for. And the first thing I see today is that Russia has promised not to go to war with Turkey over the shooting down of the plane.
Yeah, but they're going to ship missiles over there so that they can defend their planes.
Well, the Turks won't do that again, as a matter of fact.
No, but I'm glad they did, actually.
What, shoot the plane down?
I'm glad somebody drew a line in the sand for Russia.
Well,
somebody needs to do it.
Yeah. Well, somebody ought to draw a line in the sand for any number. We could come up with a dozen things. All right, here's a line in the sand when it comes to terrorism. Here's a line in the sand when it comes to oil. Here's a line that comes in the sand for human rights. I mean, look at how many different signs, different things. And that's the deal. All right, let's see. 13 after the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day program. I'm going to talk to some of my friends. You can talk to some of your friends. 888-302-3684. First thing I would like to do in terms of helping you with how your day will go. Many of you, if not most of you, will overeat. I do not plan to do that, but I was with somebody yesterday who said in a professional way, I was quite surprised, actually, because I don't usually hear that.
You're fat?
No.
No.
No, no.
You put on a few pounds?
No, she wasn't talking about me. She was talking about what the gist is of the holiday for her and her family is always just to eat and eat and eat and eat and eat. And I think there are a lot of people who just eat and eat and eat. And then at the end of the day, those of you, there are 20-some-odd million Americans right now, looking at the stat list, 20-some-odd million Americans who have a high blood pressure problem. And so, people say, Doug, give it a rest. It's a holiday. Well, this is the holiday that you are more concerned about because more people get sick for obvious reasons. More people die of heart attacks the Friday after. You know, when we first started talking about Black Friday, I thought they were talking about, before I realized there was a retail connection, all the people who died because they overdid it on Thanksgiving.
Nice.
People who have weak hearts, who have bad circulation, who just shouldn't be doing, it's either that or after the first snowstorm. People are croaking left and right because they don't take good care of themselves, they eat too much, or they do, in this the case of the shoveling of snow, they have too much exercise. That, by the way, can be affected as well by opening up the arteries and getting more blood around to your muscles, to your heart, to your brain. Everything in your body deserves to be well-fueled, and that's what happens when you take Super Beats or the Neo 40 capsules that I take in the morning. Actually, I'm not as religious about it as my pal. She takes them every morning before she gets going, and it really opens up and has less coffee. You don't need the caffeine if you're addicted to caffeine for the purposes of getting yourself charged up. Some people are just addicted to caffeine because, you know, it's something to be addicted to. But in our case, my case, Richie's case, we don't drink coffee. So this is a great way to get the benefits of three whole beets in just one capsule. Take the capsule, melts in your mouth, immediately goes into your system, opens up the nitric oxide, opens up your arteries, gets the blood pressure down. If you take the other corresponding product is Super Beets, the dried powdered formula comes in a canister. You open it up, put a teaspoon in a glass of water. If you're like me, you may put a little something in to sweeten it up, or you'll have the black cherry flavor. Either of those two things is acceptable. Again, it gives you a charge later in the day. It's very cool how this thing works. And people used to think it was a secret. It's not a secret anymore. People, millions of people every day will take this, and you ought to join them. And you can by dialing 800-655-4183. Give yourself a good Thanksgiving and peace of mind. People standing by to take these calls now. 800-655-4183. If you're worried about talking to somebody on a holiday, you don't want to, oh, gee, I wouldn't want to put them through that work. So just go online then. DougLikesBeats.com. DougLikesBeats.com. Order the Neo 40. Get the Pick Me Up. There's with a purchase of two boxes of Neo 40, you'll get a free 30-day supply of Super Beats and a book on nitric oxide that explains how your system works. Bring it to your doctor. Ask your doctor. Dr. Ken Cronow says, use this. 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeats.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
When is your flu shot more than a flu shot? When it helps give a life-saving vaccine to a child in need in a developing country. Walgreens Get a Shot, Give a Shot program has helped provide 7 million vaccines through the UN Foundation thanks to customers like you. Make your flu shot make a world of difference. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Through August 31st, 2016, for every immunization given, Walgreens will donate 18 cents up to $2 million. Learn more at walgreens.com/get-a-shot. Vaccine restrictions apply.
Welcome to Staples. Hi, Staples guy. Just back from my accountant's office. I have to tighten my budget. Staples has super low prices every day on everything for your business.
Really?
It'll satisfy the stingiest CPA.
Mine's a real Scrooge.
Yes, Sam.
No, his name's Scrooge. Dave Scrooge.
Get up to 5% back in rewards on everything every day. Plus free shipping at staples.com. Get more for less. Staples. Make more happen.
5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchases made on third-party websites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, and coupons. See staples.com for details.
Hurry into Sam's Club on Black Friday, and you'll find incredible savings on hot holiday gifts and more. Get a 58-inch Vizio Smart TV for just $698. And save $50 on a PS4 or Xbox bundle for just $299. Plus, we've got an NRB Bluetooth speaker for under $25. Don't miss out. Black Friday deals all weekend. Doors open at 7 a.m. Friday, or shop starting Thanksgiving Day at samsclub.com. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better in the club. Pricing valid through Sunday, November 29, while supplies last. See club for details.
Music is a gift like no other. And this Black Friday at Guitar Center, get the best selection of gear. The season's best deals, plus doorbusters. Surprise them with a Fender Squire Strat with amp and accessories, just $149. Make the holidays more musical with a ukulele or a toka djembe drum, just $29. Or a Shure vocal microphone, also just $29. At Guitar Center, we'll help you give them their favorite gift this year. Black Friday doorbusters at Guitar Center. In-store and at guitarcenter.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to InvasionStopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to InvasionStopper.com now. That's InvasionStopper.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Mashed potatoes. And then there's the gravy song that she did.
I can't wait for the mashed potatoes.
Gravy and mashed potatoes. Edie Sharp from the same era as Ronnie Spector and the Chiffons and all those Darlene Love.
You know, you just don't have artists sing about food that much anymore.
No, you don't.
Back in the 60s. The 60s was like the decade where they sang about food.
Jay and the Techniques, Apple Peach and Pumpkin Pie.
Yeah, right here.
That kind of stuff. Ah, what a great
sooner or later.
Pop song. Sing along, everybody, if you know the words. It's a great Thanksgiving song. Apple Peaches, Pumpkin Pie.
Got them all.
All right, 25 after the hour. Doug Steffen with the Good Day program. Rich and I together on Thanksgiving Day 2015, Thursday the 26th of November. Normally, for those of you who are joining us, your camaraderie is appreciated. Nice to have you on board. Any conversation you want to share with us or somebody else that's listening or you want us to find somebody, 888-302-3684. During this portion of the program and every hour, there's always sort of a musical connection, a musical story. And in this hour, we also go back to some of the programming from the previous day on television, some of the midday programs. If we can find something good and funny from the late night shows, that's okay. There's less and less of that. Even though a lot of people enjoy Jimmy Fallon's skits and the things that are more absorbing. He's not a good monologuist and he's not a good interviewer, but he does do good skits. So that's to be
fun,
enjoyed.
Fun.
I think a lot of fun out of Colbert. Seth Meyers is coming around, but those the English guys that
I think
are on.
You're the one that's coming around.
You think so?
Yeah, Seth Meyers is there.
Okay,
you're just getting there.
I don't. When I hear the audio from those late night guys, the late night
I
guys.
I predict in about 2 to 3 years, you'll go. That guy's really funny, and then when they retire, you'll say, "I want Seth Meyers back."
No, I want Jay. I want Johnny Carson headed back. Actually, that's what I'd like.
Yo.
Steve Harvey is a very talented fellow. You hear me extol his values. And people say, well, why would you do that? He's a competitor of yours. He does a syndicated morning program. It's on mostly R&B stations, black stations, about 70 of them around the country. Very talented guy. He has a midday talk show as well. And yesterday he joked about whether one of the members of his audience ought to barge into her son's room when he's on the computer.
I'm a single mom. I have a 12-year-old son, and every time I walk into his room, he's kind of fidgeting and changing his iPad, turning it off real fast. I'm not stupid. I kind of know what's going on. How much time should I give him to walk into his room?
About an hour. I walked in my son's room one time, and I'm telling you, what I saw on the screen, I was just... And then I had to go, what the hell you got on that computer?
Yeah. How many of us have... I've actually never done that. That's never happened. Hopefully, Richie, it doesn't happen to you or your children.
You can follow their history. If you've all got the same Apple account, I can see what he watches on YouTube, and I can see what he searches
on.
Can
you do it live as he's doing it?
Yep.
Okay, good. Ellen DeGeneres on her program, joking about where to eat and how to get people seated properly around the table today.
I don't know how you got to be here instead of home cooking, but good for you. Thanksgiving is a big day for family, and one of the most stressful parts is figuring out where to seat the people at the dinner table. That is, don't you think that that's the hardest thing? Because they're like, why am I sitting over here?
All right, and then it's where do you sit on the airplane as they squeeze more and more people onto the planes at Thanksgiving?
Tomorrow is the busiest travel day of the year, which means millions of you will be sitting in airplane seats. So, the bright side, pat-downs. Apparently, airline seats, they're just, you know, they weren't always this small. And now they used to have big seats, and you could just spread your legs out, and you could put your feet up. But now airlines are paying millions of dollars to figure out ways to fit more people on planes. Like, we need that.
Yeah. Man, I'm telling you, when I flew last week,
yeah,
three big dudes in a row does not make a comfortable flight.
Nope. And that's why, I don't mean this to sound the wrong way, but I don't like to sit back there.
I hear you, brother.
Yeah. 28 past the hour. Happy Thanksgiving from Good Day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. I'm your host, Mark Green, today with Rich Lowry of the National Review and Gary LaMarche of Democracy Alliance. Coming right up, so why did Socialist Senator Bernie Sanders end up speaking at Jerry Falwell's Liberty University?
Some statistics are surprising, and some are simply unacceptable. Right now, nearly 30% of U.S. students aren't finishing high school, and fixing it is a responsibility that we all share. This is President Obama, and I urge everyone, not just parents, but friends and neighbors and family members, to take responsibility for encouraging the high school students in your communities, to support them, challenge them, push them a little, and do whatever it takes to help them make it through. Because this is one statistic we simply can't afford to ignore.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Rich Lowry and Gary LaMarche. Talk about Daniel in the Lion's Den. Bernie Sanders went to Jerry Falwell's Liberty University to talk about income inequality. Smart move?
Well, I thought he succeeded brilliantly. He went into what might be considered enemy territory. He treated his audience with respect, acknowledged the differences he has with them, but tried to engage them on a different moral plane than the issues these evangelicals are used to being identified with. And, you know, while he didn't persuade many, if any, he came out, I think, with some respect. I think it's something that's rarely done on either side, and I thought he did it very well.
Good for him for accepting the invitation and going there and expressing his views in a civil but forceful way, and good for Liberty for having him and the students for sitting there and listening politely. And let me tell you, if it had been Rick Santorum at Oberlin College, the reaction would have been very different.
That was your Both Sides Minute today with Rich Lowry of the National Review and Gary LaMarche of Democracy Alliance.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
With a new year coming, it's time for a new way to look at weapon storage. Safes can't be accessed quickly, and racks are unsafe for children. Covert cabinets are the next level in home defense. They fit seamlessly into any home's decor, and they provide quick access to firearms while keeping them uniquely hidden. Covert cabinets, the ideal hidden storage solution. Custom made in the USA. Covert cabinets are an elegant and practical alternative to the bulky and obvious storage systems of the past. Find out more at covertcabinets.com. That's covertcabinets.com.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? You feel more tired, out of shape, not in the mood like you used to be? Thanks to an exclusive formula, you can help boost testosterone levels safely and naturally. Introducing Ageless Male, a life-changing supplement for men tested to help increase testosterone levels.
You'll notice a boost in your energy levels, workouts work, sex life improves. It's like a light switch goes off.
Try Ageless Male risk-free if you would like to experience what taking Ageless Male can feel like. Support for healthy, normal testosterone levels, healthy energy, and increased performance, and more romance when you want it.
Call 1-800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Is the good stuff. I prefer the good stuff. Let's keep this good. 888-302-3684. Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen, and Dr. Jack Stockwell joins us here on the Good Day program. Happy Thanksgiving, Jack, to you and Mary and to your 83 kids and 1,950 grandkids. How many do you have, actually?
I've lost count. somewhere short of 20.
Really? Welcome to Mormonville.
Good Lord. He's not even a Mormon.
I think there's a little...
In the water out here. It must be contagious. You go to Salt Lake.
I have a fellow who's working on a real estate deal with me, and I thought of you the other day, Jack, when I was talking to him. He's a great guy. His name is Anthony Marino. Comes from a big Catholic family. He had 19 siblings. In this day and age, can you imagine 19 siblings? And the reason I hired him to do the real estate work to move this property is because I looked at him and I said this and I smiled. I said, you had to fight for food when you were a kid. So this means you're aggressive. And he laughed. But nine, can you imagine?
Well, Mary's one of 11.
Yeah.
She said, boy, if you weren't at the dinner table when you were supposed to be at the dinner table, right, you didn't eat. Because it was all gone in 5 minutes.
Finished. Wow. finished over and out.
Yes.
So you have a big family gathering. Your house is big, though, so you have plenty of room for people to wander around in there.
Yeah, we have a real gourmet Thanksgiving dinner.
are coming together today. And the best thing about it, the right kind of oils, the right kind of fats, very low sugar, and everybody's aware of portion control. That's the real trick for Thanksgiving dinner.
They're aware of it, but does that mean they're going to exercise?
No, but they're aware of it.
Yeah.
Enough to feel guilty.
I want you to meet a fellow that has been a friend of mine since I was in college, a fellow that means a great deal to me. I don't have many men friends, people that are really good friends, because I think friends, there are acquaintances, and I have, like most people, hundreds of acquaintances, but I don't have friends. And I would say the three of you I would count as right at the top of the list of people that I care about who are the same sex as I am. How's that for, what is that man?
It's a little weird, but I get what you mean.
No. It's, I know. You know, and I appreciate that. Yeah. I really do. And you're one of Mary's and my closest friends as well.
Don't. Yeah, well, I think that you can quickly and readily tell what it is that you're going to be able to do with someone. Ted Siller and I met the first day of school at Heidelberg in the fall of 1964, and we have been great friends ever since. And most holidays, he calls from wherever he is, and normally that's either in Cleveland or down in Florida or in Colorado. You're at Kristen's house in Colorado today, right?
Yes, I am.
Why?
Thanksgiving. Thanks for the introduction.
Wow, you knew all of that stuff. It's not like we haven't had that conversation before.
I know.
What do they call it? Richie's big on this. Man, what's it called when you have...
You got a bromance with Ted.
Yeah, not a bromance. That's not the... but, you know, it's a... There's a
no, you can say bromance.
Yeah.
He's your man.
But
friend.
Women refer to their friends as... I think there's a...
BFFs now.
That's yeah, okay, yeah. Yeah, okay. So then, best female friend.
Yeah.
So BMF?
Yeah, Ted, you can be a BMF.
Okay, that can stay for something else, too. All right, so Colorado has been hit with a lot of snow already this season, right? Where are you? You're in Denver proper, or are you from, I forget where your daughter lives.
Yep, Denver proper, yep.
Yeah. So what's, is
and we're... I haven't looked outside yet. It's still dark here, but and we're supposed to get just a couple inches, but it's going to be cold, and they're having a little storm coming through today.
Yeah.
Just in time.
But there have been a number of storms so far that have produced quite a bit of snow out there, I think, haven't there?
Oh, yeah. But at least two of them that I've heard about. Yeah, they've had some already.
When did you get in there?
A week ago.
Did you? You've been there for a week? Oh.
Yeah, playing with the grandchildren and just having a good time.
One of the things that's most, and I don't mean this to sound, well, it is kind of negative, I guess. That airport there is such a hummer. Do you find of all the places that you, and I don't want to sort of twist this around so it sounds like you have to say yes, but of all of the airports that you travel through, what is there, how do you rank that Denver airport?
Well, it's kind of like Disney World. We hop on the tram and say, yeah, we kind of ride, and we always wait to see who greets us on the tram speaker.
Mm-hmm. Well, why, do they have, like, Disney World, there are different people on the speaker?
Oh, well, just sometimes the governor, sometimes one year it was John Elway, one time, you know, it was just somebody who says, welcome to Denver.
You know, the great thing about Denver, Doug, is even though they get snow, it's the mile high aspect
dry
of it.
Snow.
It's
pretty
and
much.
It's gone quickly.
Yeah.
So the sun is always out. The snow melts. They get a couple inches in the morning, and by the afternoon it's gone. And it's even though it's only 40 degrees, it feels warm because you're so high up there.
I want to when I hear the beautiful sun weather. Is out, the work is done. Deep in the heart of Texas.
Denver.
Deep in the heart of Denver. Jackson, Salt Lake City. Would that work there? Deep in the heart of Salt Lake City.
Yeah, our house right here is 6,200 feet. And what Rich just described is exactly applicable here.
Yeah. Well, the mountain areas are a great place. I wouldn't necessarily want to live on a mountain, but it's great visitation. I want to live on a hill that has a great view. And your place up there has a great view of the city and out to the Salt Lake and those sort of things. You can see for a long way.
Oh, I'm looking out at the valley right now. The furthest lights you can see off in the distance, 85 miles away.
Yeah, right.
for
All right, so Teddy, what's happening with you? And this is the same conversation that I will have and others of you who are listening with your friends all day long today. What's new? If you haven't caught up, you have two children. The last time I heard, Teddy was about to get married. Is that true, or was he engaged to that lady?
He is still in the process.
not doing anything too quickly.
Not married yet.
Yeah, that's
right. It's only been a couple years.
Yeah, let's not get too carried away. And how about
he's coming in today?
Yeah,
so
good.
Looking
good.
Forward to seeing him.
Yep. Well, but isn't that what this? I was talking earlier. You may have heard me about how unique this day is to America. There are a lot of other days that other countries celebrate, and there are Thanksgiving days in other countries, but this seems to be such a uniquely American day. And there's a sacredness to it, even though some of the stores are opening today. There are only a few holidays in my mind that are worth anything. This is one of them. I think actually the holidays that come at this time of year are worthwhile, and the 4th of July and maybe Memorial Day / Veterans Day. Otherwise, the rest of them are a waste of time. Labor Day is a complete sellout to the union. And, you know, okay, so it marks the end of the summer season, maybe. But come on. In terms of what we really do with today may be the day that we actually do think about. People think more about what they're thankful for. Don't you? Do we all agree?
Yeah, today's a great day to make up for all the rest of the year. Holidays are great for family get-togethers. You know, you can choose your friends. You don't choose your family. You get stuck with them. But Thanksgiving's a great time to sit down and say, hey, you know what? I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. That's it. Don't say anything else. I'm sorry.
There you go.
Look at everybody or anybody that you think has had a problem with you, and that diffuses the argument or the conversation. I'm sorry. I'm grateful that we're all together. I'm sorry for anything that I might have said or done that was stupid. Pass the turkey.
That's right.
That's the way to start.
There you go.
All right? What's wrong with that? Nothing. All the rest of this stuff.
Forget about it.
The neighbors with the neighbors invite all these people, but funny, they'll be there. And the lady of the house, if that's proper, says, okay, we're going around the table first, and everybody has to say something that they're thankful for.
Yep.
First time I said, oh, Lord, I'm glad I'm second, not last. All the good things will be gone. But
no, we all have our personal things. We started, Meredith and I started the day today with the, and last night, what are we thankful for? And I think you do that as a matter of course, because we really, when you get down to brass tacks, even if there are things that are difficult or there are annoyances or maybe you really have a problem, illnesses and that kind of stuff, you still have a lot to be thankful for. And what I learned last week, I've said this, Richie, you've heard me say this about every day since I saw this TED video, not my friend Teddy, but the TED video series. A fellow who was a priest was talking about gratitude and happiness. And it was a short, like 12-minute piece. But really the bottom line is one sentence. To be happy, you must be grateful. It doesn't come the other way around. Happiness does not lead to gratitude. Gratitude leads to happiness. And it's, I think, about whether it came from Buddha or whether it came from my great-grandpa. I don't know who it came from. I just think that's a perfect way of summarizing.
Sounds like it came from Doug.
Well, it came from this priest, but I'm sort of, you know, me, I alter things for my own purposes. And in this circumstance, I just think that it is. And by the way, to speak about the men's club, which is sort of what we have here, Richie and Jack and Teddy and me, the men's club didn't used to be sensitive. And all the four of us, Richie has been the hardest one to pull along, but he's even beginning to get it.
Yeah. That's a compliment.
Yeah. I'm used to it, so don't worry about it.
But when we were in college, we never really thought about it. I mean, every time I think about that one morning I woke up and you were running down the stairs with the hoochie-coo there, I think about all of the things that we did when we were, they were so foolish, and yet they were so fun, but they were bonding. Again, I can't, there's nobody in my life who goes back as far as you do that I want to be, that it isn't so much that you are in touch with, it's that you want to be in touch with them. And
yeah.
You know, that, there's a big difference there, don't you? I mean, you can be in touch, but do you want to be in touch with them? And so that's, I think, the deal. And then the more sensitive, is this an age thing or is it a maturity thing? Or maybe it's the people you hang around with, but we've all become more sensitive and sensible, perhaps, but sensitive in the sense that it is manly to be caring about other people, other men, other women. What's the right thing to do? How do you best take care of those you love? Things like that. That are an appropriate part of becoming a mature man in a time when there is a lot of bullying going on. There are a lot of men who just don't get it. They become what they think is successful. They ride around in fast cars and they have no relationships. You know, running around in fast car is cool. I drove a car last night. Man, was it fun to drive. Those things are fun. But what really makes a difference is maybe who you're in the car with. How's that in this sense? How are you getting from one point to another? If you're doing it by yourself, it's sad and not desirable. But the best thing to do is to cultivate the relationships that you have, the friendships that you have that you really want. I'm sure that if you look around, you will find greatness. And friendship is a great, great, great important part of our existence. And it helps us to keep ourselves around. We live longer if we have good friendships that are honest friendships. There's the stuff that doesn't eat at you. Jack, I'll tell you that there's nothing worse for your body than to have things going on in your head that cause you to eat up your body.
Well, it does. You kind of go into what's known as a sympathetic overload. The fight or flight never really relaxes, and so everything's tense. Organs overwork. You burn out.
Yep, right, exactly. And Teddy's got a wonderful wife, got two great kids. Richie's got a great wife and two good kids. Jack's got a great wife and about 18 kids. So, everybody is fine and dandy. All right, so Teddy, wishes to you. Why is it that when we have these conversations, I'm the one who tends to take over the conversation. I should probably let you all talk.
Because it's your radio show. Right?
Oh, is that what
that's
it is?
Right. No, I think it's talk radio.
Is that what it is? Okay. Conversation continues. All right, Teddy, happy Thanksgiving to you and
Kathy and the
kids.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank
all right, see you. Jack, we ought to spend a minute or two talking about some of the things that are very important today. I was talking about high blood pressure, people overeating. You just said something a few minutes ago about what to do, whether people are going to take heed of what you've said. But let's underscore a few of the important things that people need to keep in mind as they prepare food and as they eat it. Digestion, you know, things that are normal part of the process, but don't get thought of. They get forgotten on Thanksgiving.
Oh, you know, it's, we always have a chance, we always get carried away with things like that. And, you know, it's, and I don't want to use the word moderation thing. You know, just being careful, with bad oils. And the research that's coming out now, the combination of bad oils, and bad oils, I mean canola, I'm talking about soybean, safflower, sunflower, cottonseed of all things. We're supposed to wear cotton, not eat it. And, you know, the kind of Thanksgiving dinners that our great-grandparents ate, that's what you need to do. Because back then, there was no heart disease. Heart disease never even showed up till about 1920 when people were infused with white flour and bad oils. Cancer was very rare.
Yeah.
Cancer was, I think, number 10 100 years ago in the killers of American people.
Yep.
The number one thing was infectious diseases. And we still have an infectious disease problem today, but not nearly the numbers that you're going to see with cancer and heart disease. Heart disease has slowed down a little tiny bit, but cancer is just exploding.
Yep.
And it goes right back to nutrition, malnutrition, the food choices that we make. And these sad, sorry cases, every time I turn around, there are children with cancer every time I turn around.
Yeah.
And
you know what?
When we were kids, Rich, when you're a little younger than I am, I was 65 here about a month ago. When you were in grade school, how many kids had cancer?
Oh, you never heard of it.
You never heard of it.
It was, right.
Yeah. No, exactly. And now it's just everywhere we turn.
But, you know, I was thinking, I was talking to a friend of mine here, and I did the Whole 30 challenge where you just eat paleo, basically. And
he's well, that was when you had your Hodgkin's, right? Have you
no, no, no.
With
I
it?
Just did this a few months ago just to kind of reset my health thing.
Yep.
But it's basically paleo. And we were talking, Thanksgiving is really an easy holiday to go paleo. Vegetables,
it is.
Turkey,
absolutely.
Potatoes.
Absolutely.
You know, and so you can really eat healthy on Thanksgiving. You just got to watch the pies and the gravies and stuff like that and the butter and the
portion,
bread.
And that's where the portion control comes in. It doesn't mean you right. can't have a couple of bites of pie. You're going to do it anyway. But to sit down there and eat a quarter pie of pumpkin pie.
Yes. Last night, Meredith's getting the stuff out of the bag from the grocery store, and she has this gluten-free pumpkin pie that she takes out and puts
oh,
it
for,
in.
Oh, for pizza.
And then she takes out and she says, "Here, I get this for you," and it was half of a blueberry pie. So
half.
Yes, half. Yeah.
Where'd the other half go?
Listen, I eat the whole thing over there, and she knows that. So that's why it was only half a pie.
Well, Jack. tomorrow's podcast is exactly on this topic.
All right, check out Jack's podcasts at ForbiddenDoctor.com. A lot of great material there for you, especially the Thanksgiving stuff. ForbiddenDoctor.com. Dr. Jack Stockwell with us here on Good Day at 51 after the hour.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now, 53 after the hour, I find myself pleased to once again tell you, as I did yesterday at this time and will tomorrow at this time, it's Tech Talk time with Greg Stebbin, who is the technology editor at Men's Health Magazine, here to remind us about apples and pears and blueberries and oranges, all those good things that are extraordinarily helpful.
Forgot blackberries.
But, oh, yeah, blackberries, too. Raspberries.
Yeah, well, that's good.
Yeah. Yeah, those are good technology items, and we'll get to that. Plus, is it time for you to be worried? Get your drones. It sort of reminds me of being at the ballpark. Instead of get your hot dogs here. Get your drones here. That's what it sounds like, the Red Sox games. Get your drones here. Get your drones before you have to register them. That will happen. Well, Greg's going to explain how that whole thing works in just a matter of moments here on Good Day.
Halloween doesn't have to be scary when it comes to trick-or-treating, but twice as many children are killed while walking on Halloween than any other day of the year. A report by Safe Kids Worldwide, made possible with the support of FedEx, showed only a third of parents talk to their kids about Halloween safety, and 12% of children age 5 and under are permitted to trick-or-treat alone. President and CEO of Safe Kids Worldwide, Kate Carr.
Kids get so excited on Halloween, and we don't want to see them dart out into the street. But if they do, make sure drivers can see them. Have them carry a flashlight or a glow stick or add something reflective to their costumes. Let's keep it a fun night for all.
Other tips include sticking to sidewalks or paths, crossing at corners, and making eye contact with drivers before stepping into the street. Drivers need to be especially alert on Halloween night, turn on headlights earlier than usual, and use extra caution when pulling in and out of driveways. For more information on how to keep your kids safe this Halloween, visit safekids.org. I'm Alex Verde reporting.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com. The Great. Entrepreneur's phone system.
Oh, there we go. Greg Stebbin is the, he's actually one of the happiest guys. He loves waking up and going on this program. There's nothing he likes better to start his day being on the Good Day program, talking about some of these issues.
It's true.
Yes. All right. So registering one's drone, how's that going to look, shape up, and when?
Well, we don't know yet how this will all shake out because, you know, there's going to be legal battles and appeals. And, and in theory, this won't apply to little toy drones and things like that. So if you get a drone for Christmas, in theory, you can go out and play with it. You don't have to wait for some government registration.
Right.
But you can. It's not hard to see how things flying through the sky could become a problem for commercial aviation.
Of course. It's dangerous.
Well, of course. And pilots report more and more drone sightings.
Yeah.
And, you know, we've seen interference with fighting fires and at sporting events and all kinds of things. So
I saw one over my farm. I'd shoot it down.
There you go.
Okay. Shoot it down.
Okay. So clearly something has to happen. If this plan is the right plan, I don't know. But I think most people agree that something has to happen.
Right.
And even if you want to cash in on the drone phenomena, like Amazon wants to use them to deliver packages to your house,
right.
If there's so many drones in the sky that they can't get to your house, that's not going to work either.
Did you see that Amazon is it Amazon? Yeah, Amazon talking about merging with Walmart. Did you see that?
No.
I'm trying to remember where I saw it earlier this morning. Ken, did you see that? I saw it.
No, I didn't.
But, yeah, there's something floating around. We'll have to go back to that after I do.
Perhaps using Walmart's inventory?
Maybe.
That'd be pretty smart, actually.
Apple reminding you that you can't hand your iPhone data to the police. There's a court case on this. What's the story with that?
So built into the iPhone operating system, iOS 8 and higher, Apple essentially built into that its inability to crack the device and hand your information over to law enforcement. Or at least that's how they characterize it, because the way they say it is they say it's technically, they do not have the technical ability to meet government requests for data from devices.
Mm-hmm.
That you should not fool yourself into thinking that means nobody can do it. Even if Apple can't do it, there may be hackers who can, and in fact, hackers have come ahead and said, yeah, we can do that. It's just a lot harder and a lot more complicated.
Where is Edward Snowden when we need him?
I think he's still in Russia.
He is, meeting with Putin and from Syria. All three of them are having a meeting today. Do you know that? Very serious meeting. 59 after. Thank you, Greg Stebbin, here on Good Day.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now,
I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.